With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
And heat number three, the deciding heat has going to shift.
All right, and heat number three is about to take on.
Team K-Man is making waves and setting records at Charifta 2026, with artistic swimmers and track and field athletes delivering standout performances. K-Man Aquatics reports the artistic swimming solo events opened today on a world-class stage where junior soloist Marine Catherine Kohler captured the team's first gold medal of the 2026 championships, and youth swimmer Ava Crane built a strong lead ahead of today's figures. On the track, K-Man Athletics says under-17 standout Kalia Hay reclaimed her discus title, while the under-17 girls relay team clocked 46.52 seconds, the fastest time ever by a K-Man under-17 girls squad. Team K-Man's athletes continue to compete with heart and rising confidence as the Charifta meet rolls on. We'll have more on their performance in this evening's Radio K-Man Sports broadcast. In other news, a landmark office tower at Caymana Bay has earned an international green building stamp of approval. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has more.
Caymana Bay's 60 Nexus Way, the first 10-story commercial building in the islands, has earned LEED's Silver Sustainability Certification. LEED, or Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, is described as the most widely used green building rating system in the world. It recognizes projects for environmentally responsible design, construction, and operations. DART Senior Vice President Chris Lennon says sustainability drove decisions on water savings, energy efficiency, use of sustainable building materials, waste reduction, and better indoor environmental quality. The building offers more than 200,000 square feet of office space and is home to tenants like Appleby, Deloitte, JTC, and the London and Amsterdam Trust Company. DART says 60 Nexus Way is the third Caymana Bay property to be LEED certified, with nearby 90 Nexus Way under construction to the same standards. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
As we reported right here on Radio Cayman, the Parliament Management Amendment Bill 2026 has been gazetted, aiming to strengthen parliamentary democracy and modernize government institutions by making better provisions for opposition, leadership, and constituency offices. Premier Andre Ebanks says the bill recognized the essential role of the opposition in a democracy, providing for an office and adequate staffing for the leader of the opposition to fulfill their constitutional function. Along with that bill, the Premier Andre Ebanks says there is a busy agenda planned when Parliament resumes later this month.
We have the auditor's oversight authority that is looking to have a measured wind down of that authority. It no longer serves a regulatory purpose, and how we will transition its budget to the Cayman Islands Institute for Professional Accountants or Public Accountants, because they now provide a far deeper regulatory role. There'll be amendments to the Proceeds of Crime Bill to continue to get on the road as we prepare for the FATF fifth round, which is scheduled for the onside of December 2027, and there are a range of other matters and bills.
The next meeting of Parliament is scheduled for 2 p.m. on Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. President Trump has reiterated his threat to Iran's leaders, saying that a whole civilization will die tonight unless they agree to a deal. The US says it's carried out strikes on military targets on Karg Island, Iran's main terminal for oil exports. Iranian media says there's been no disruption to oil facilities there. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said that the Israeli military has targeted railways and bridges in Iran. The IDF said it bombed 8 rail bridges and sections of road. China and Russia have vetoed an UN Security Council resolution aimed at trying to unblock the Strait of Hormuz. The wording of the text, which was put forward by Gulf countries, had been watered down to try to ensure its success. The US Vice President J.D. Vance is visiting Hungary in a bid to shore up support for the Prime Minister Viktor Orban ahead of Sunday's parliamentary election. He said Mr. Orban was a role model for how Europe should be led. The UN Secretary General's envoy in Sudan has held talks with the leader of the paramilitary rapid support forces as efforts continue to end the country's 3-year civil war. Fighting is continuing in South Kordofan. In the United States, voting is underway in Georgia in a runoff election for a congressional seat vacated by an erstwhile close ally of Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned after falling out with the president. The organisers of a British music festival, Wireless, have cancelled the event following a row over it having booked the US rapper Kanye West as its headliner. Shortly before the announcement, the British government barred West, who's also known as Ye, from entering the country. The booking had sparked fierce criticism due to anti-Semitic outbursts by the rapper. BBC News.